Okay, so it's another road trip, Boo. We're actually heading out of Springfield, Oregon, to Portland. We were remarking earlier that we don't think many tourists come to Springfield on their vacation, but randomly we've been twice. I think one of the reasons, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, it's a convenient stop-off point on the way to Portland. Portland's just over 100 miles up the road. For those British people listening who think that 100 miles isn't very far, and actually you're right, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if I'm in the office in London, that's, I don't know, 130 miles actually from my home, and, you know, I'm quite happily do there and back in a day without even thinking about it. But the thing about American motorways that you don't really appreciate until you've done them a few times is that they're not like British motorways. I was explaining this to somebody the other day, that actually in England, you know, obviously I don't break the speed limit, but if I were to, I could quite happily bomb down the M40 at 90 miles an hour and, you know, be quite happy about that. And they're quite broad and wide and quite good driving conditions. A lot of the US highways are, and freeways, are not as in as good condition. And also, they tend to meander up and down mountains. I mean, admittedly, I'm talking about the coastal ones that we do, but they tend to meander up and down mountains, sort of across the beach, you know, sort of round corners and, you know, through branches of Rite Aid and, you know, various different things. But in any event, 100 miles in England is actually sort of, I would consider, a largely trivial drive. Here, although arguably the driving's easier because you're in a automatic car with cruise control and air conditioning, thank you very much, it does take a bit longer, something that I hadn't really appreciated. And certainly we got caught out by that the first time we ever drove up the West Coast. I kind of signed my up for a, I don't know, 700 mile trip or something, I don't know what it was, and we were a bit dismayed when it took 12 hours. So this time I've made sure that I've made it a bit easier on him. And we'd stopped off twice, once in Crescent City and once in Springfield. Anyway, so that's one of the good reasons why we've been to Springfield. The other one is that Oregon, being sales tax free, is quite a good place to do your shopping. For those UK people, sales tax is anything between about 6% and 10% of your shopping. So say you buy something that's $10, that could be an additional dollar onto your you know, final price. So if you're buying something that's quite expensive, for example a MacBook, at about $1,000, it saves you that $100 additional that you would have to pay, and you can use that $100 to go get drunk on to celebrate the purchase of your MacBook. So two reasons. And I guess the reason Springfield's quite good is that there's a mall in Springfield, and it's, although it's a pretty unglamorous place really, pretty kind of downbeat mall, actually it's got sort of quite a few sort of shops in that you'd want to go in, a lot of the chain stops that you want to go in, and it's convenient and stuff. So yeah, Springfield's not a bad place to stop really for us. Tax-free shopping on the route, plus there's a mall. Anyway, we went to the cinema last night, saw Star Trek, that was also good. It's another good thing to do in a town when there really isn't an awful lot to do. And this morning we went off to the original Pancake House, which is different to the International House of Pancakes.
Very different.
Very, very different. As Matt said, Matt had a bacon... Honey, don't be rude about IHOP. A lot of people like IHOP. Admittedly, not us, we don't like IHOP, but, you know. Anyway, we had a...
French Toast Festival was a shambles. Utter shambles.
You see? This morning he didn't want to talk, now he just wants to talk all over it. Anyway, so, original Pancake House, very nice. I had a very nice blueberry pancake. Matt had a bacon waffle. I'll say that again. It was a waffle with bits of bacon in it and bits of bacon sprinkled on it, which he had with maple syrup. Oh yes, Portland, we can play your own game.